Well-known politicians, or actors, won't be alone on the ballot. Any registered California voter can run for governor if he or she collects 65 signatures and pays $3,500. And that has hundreds of people considering a career in politics.
My name is Georgie Russell, and I am running for governor of California.
Ms. Russell is a software engineer who lives in Mountain View in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I do have a campaign slogan. It's Brains, Beauty, Leadership.
And Ms. Russell, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Have you run for anything before?
No, I haven't.
First time out of the box and you're running for governor.
Yes, I am. And I believe that my lack of experience is actually an asset in California.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's time for somebody without the traditional political baggage to bring, you know, Republicans and Democrats together on issues in Sacramento.
If 26 sounds a little old to be governor, consider William Pratt of San Bruno. He's just 18, but already a veteran campaigner.
I ran 6 times for student government at my high school, which is St. Francis. But unfortunately, I never won. And I can say wholeheartedly that I wasn't very good at campaigning. I wasn't very good at speaking. And that caused me to lose all 6 elections.
And age and experience are also important criteria for the owners of the 99-cents-only discount store chain. They're running newspaper ads to find a candidate with a few more years under his or her belt. Eric Schiffer is the company's president.
The only criteria was the person would have to be 99 years old.
99 years old.
Well, you know, someone who's 99 years old obviously has many, many years of experience. And usually a 99-year-old individual is quite thrifty and knows the value of a dollar, or I mean, you know, knows the value of 99 cents.
About 99 people have offered themselves up so far, Schiffer says. Imagine that. And the process of narrowing the field is tough.
Well, there's just so many things to look at. You know, the person's background, their qualifications, their stamina, how many hours they can stay awake during the day, I think are all important factors, and whether they really want to do it or not.
Then there are the citizens trying to get into the race for more subversive reasons. In Silicon Valley, a former software engineer is trying to entice 1,000 people to enter the race, to overwhelm the system and delay the vote. Down in Los Angeles, writer Brian Fleming plans to run as a Democrat with what seems like an unprecedented platform.
If I win, I will take the oath of office, and then I will resign immediately, and our lieutenant governor, Cruz Bustamante, will become the governor of California. And I believe that Cruz Bustamante is the most qualified person in the state of California to take that job anyway. And additionally, that will restore the state constitutional order. And I believe that this is the very best thing that any Democrat can do.
That's Brian Fleming of Los Angeles. He's one of the more than 200 people who've taken out candidacy papers to run for governor of California.